Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Energy Exchange in the World. You know, I am your host, Tawanda Allen. Miss you guys dearly. A lot going on in the spiritual world, in the physical world, and the wonderful guests I have on today, we have been dancing, and not physically dancing, but we've been dancing with life, and I believe a lot of time us as coaches and us in the wellness business, you just learn to deal with life, and as when things show up, when you do your best, you let spirit handle the rest. I got a wonderful young lady on today. I'm not sure how we connected. Once again, I'm the connector, how I connect with people, but great spirit. There's a book coming out. We're going to be talking about that, but we're going to dive into, you know, who she is, where she comes from, and just a little taste of how she got into the work she's doing. Guess who, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Tawanda.
Good, how are you? And thank you so much for, thanks for showing up.
Thank you. Thank you for creating this show, and thank you for helping people like me to show up. So you're definitely a connector for sure. I'm so happy to be on board.
Well, definitely, like we were talking before the show started just a few minutes ago, teamwork definitely makes the dream work. And this has been a tad bit challenging, just not with the Mercury retrograde, you having situations going on in your own personal life, me having situations going on in my own life. But somehow today we were able to make this happen. So I know what you have to share with our callers is going to be life-changing. So it's only 30 minutes. I can go on forever. But I would like you to possibly introduce yourself to the callers. Let them know, really, maybe just a gist of who you are, where you come from.
Okay, sounds great. Hi, everybody. I'm extending out a fantastic, warm welcome to all of you, each one of you, for being with me here in this journey. I'm sure we are connected on a very different level. My name is Gesu Aftab. And I'm the co-founder of a phenomenal, radical new information called Navel Consciousness. Navel, as in the belly button you have on your belly, consciousness, you know what is consciousness. So I'm the co-founder of it. Founder is Mother Rabia. She's a spiritual Indian mystic here in Pune, India. And magically, she's also my biological mother. So she's my spiritual guru, and she's my biological mother. And we have come together on this journey to share Navel Consciousness with humanity. Now, this is an important journey because, let me just take you back a little bit into my own history. Right from the age of 5, one of the biggest issues I had was when I looked around at the universe, I saw that everything was impeccably intelligent. Nothing seemed dumb. Nothing seemed out of place. If you look at a blade of grass, if you look at the stars, the sun, the moon, even if you look at the way your own body is functioning, the way you are breathing, how your heart is functioning, you don't have to ask your body to function in a certain way. It's just doing everything with a certain intelligence. I call it the universal intelligence. Now, everything is so perfect, then why is there so much sadness, devastation, war, violence, and whatever is not right for us? Why is world endowed with it? Why is humanity endowed with it? Why are we constantly on an inner and outer battle about right and wrong, about what is supposed to be the right side or the wrong side, and all the decisions that tear us apart? This was my research. This was my question to the universe, and I was really hanging on to this question from the age of five, because that's where I remember. I'm sure it goes back, way back. And they say whatever you focus on becomes your reality. This is what it became for me. Mother Rabia, who's a mystic, and my father is also a mystic, they together went on a journey which created a consciousness explosion. And I was born out of it. My younger brother was born out of it. There was a deep intensity, the kind of teachers we had in our lives, the kind of influences we had in our lives, created the intensity that was so amazing that kind of led us to where we are standing today. So Mother Rabia had her, in short, I will have to tell you everything in brief. You can go to my website, navalconsciousness.com, for more details. So she went through her own spiritual experiences, and the most important was a near-death experience in 1987, where she clinically died for a few seconds and came back. And when she came back, she had been initiated into a never-before consciousness. And a series of enlightenment experiences followed that, wherein she was literally out into the space getting information that was phenomenally different. In 1998, she initiated me into something called the Naval Awakening Initiation. And this was my big bang entry into the conscious awareness of who I was and where I was and what I had come here for. Before that, I was quite aware, but I did not really have that exact tool in my hand. The moment I had this Naval Awakening Initiation, it just opened up the world, it just opened up the whole universe to me. And from then on, I have been channeling and furthering Naval Consciousness. So from 1998, it really changed my life, because we started to look into, my universe made me look into why. I'm insisting on why. Why do we go through a journey that tears us apart, that makes us, that divides us? Why do we have this division? Why aren't we whole? What I realized was, in my journey, in my questions, that all the big answers that we have in the world that come in the form of great books or teachers or everything else, they always tell us that something has taken us away from our home. It has taken us away from our wholeness. But nothing tells us why has that happened, and what is literally the technical, spiritually technical aspect that has taken us, these phenomenal beings, away from our wholeness. Now, Tawanda, if you look into just human brain, we look at it and we see, oh my God, that scientists and consciousness experts have been deciphering, decoding our brain, the central nervous system, for more than a century now. And yet we have not been able to decode this simple phenomenon that is existing right into our heads. So if we are such phenomenal beings, why do we have these internal wars? What is it exactly? So I was introduced to this world of human navel. Now, navel is the point from where life starts. It is the place where the original brain is connected to the finite human body. And that is the most important link that we had been missing so far. If you do not know where you are exactly coming from, that is from the spiritual world, how exactly are you projected into the physical reality? Where exactly are you? Then our first initial link to our wholeness, to our divinity, to our universal intelligence is disconnected. And that disconnection is called the fundamental wound. Am I going on for too long, Tawanda?
I am just intrigued, but I'm going to let you go on because I have a few questions of my own, and I can just wait.
Okay. So I'm just going to take a few more moments. So I was talking about the fundamental wound. Now, the fundamental wound happens as soon as we enter the world. As soon as the umbilical cord is cut, we experience the first moment of separation. Now, this is not a moment of separation because the child has come out of the wound. That's how we misinterpret it. The child sends out a signal to the woman's body, to her brain, which in turn asks the uterus to start contracting, which this means that the child is very much ready to come out. But what happens during the birthing process is so immature at the spiritual level in human birthing as of now, that we get disconnected from the original brain, from the navel energy cord. And when we get disconnected from there, we experience our first moment of duality, separation, which we have never ever experienced before that as beings. And that is why a child cries when the child comes out of a mother's womb. As soon as you have come out, you have experienced separation. Now, your first experience is separation. What that gives rise to is the first emotion. The first emotion is fear. What that gives rise to is the first feeling. The first feeling is a sense of loss or emptiness. Let's put that together in a triangle. First experience, separation. First emotion, fear. First feeling, sense of loss. You are stuck in this, which I call a deprivation triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And your original brain, your universal intelligence, your very, the inheritance that God sent you with, that universe sent you with, gets locked up in this. And what you project outward is only separation, fear, sense of loss. So you end up weaving a life out of that. Now imagine billions of beings on earth weaving a life out of that. No wonder whatever is going on earth is a projection, which is not just an illusion, but a physical reality for us. But we can help it. We can change it if only we take a few steps back, get to the place from where we are born, and create shifts there. And that's what navel consciousness is about, understanding human navel, which is a portal beyond time and space definitions. It's your very own time machine.
That's so much deeper. That is so much deeper than, yes, when I was looking at your website, and this question is so funny. When we first met, I desired us to discuss why is the word why so important, because, you know, I'm a coach, certified coach, and I share with you the why send you into the story. But really, all you share with me is just so much, oh, my gosh, it's so basic, it's so fundamental. Because now, forget the why. We're just talking about, if you go back to the basic core, perfect example, the challenging we were having a few moments ago before the show. When you and I chose to render, that's when everything started working out. That's only when everything started working out. It did not work out before then. Because the energy was, we were trying to control the energy, so when we both stepped back, I private messaged you, you private messaged me, even though this is a more basic example, it's a great example. And we came in agreement, and bam, the magic happened. I don't believe that we would not went to that place, which I remember seeing a quote from Deepak Chopra mentioning about going to a place of peace, where everything is already existing. It's just amazing. Please be so kind. I don't think I share with you, even though all the information on the website, the callers know all the information is located on my fan page on TawandaMAllen.com, my personal page, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram. Be so kind to give the listeners your website information and contact information so they can contact you for additional information about this situation.
Okay, so I have this beautiful website designed by myself. It's called navelconsciousness.com. Even if you type Yesu Aftab in Google, you will get me. It's navelconsciousness.com or gesuaftab.com. And if you wish to email me, you can just type in contact Gesu, that is G-E-F-U, contact Gesu at gmail.com. I am in India at the moment, and I travel worldwide. I'm writing a book right now, which is called Future Has Begun, Navel Consciousness. And I travel everywhere taking my message.
Okay, so I would love to get it, but you probably kind of already jumped the gun. It's okay. We're going to talk about the book. But I would like to just touch base on when we first met, and you mentioned to me, you want to share with me why has such a great purpose. Not sure if you know, I've done coaching, and I've been told that coaching sends you into the story, and the whole thing is really to get out of the story, but you share with me the word why has great purpose. Please share with us that great purpose.
Well, actually, you know, the whole beauty of this universe is that it's quite purposeless. It's self-creative, and creation is the greatest purpose that there is. The universe is so potent. It's so full of itself. It's so full of creation that it just goes on giving birth. And as human beings, when we decide to come on Earth, we never come on Earth to learn lessons from our mistakes, to undo our karmic patterns, or to get punished for something. That's something that we have been made to believe. We come as really potent beings, full of, pregnant with universe, right within our belly. Literally, every man and woman comes pregnant with universe, right in our belly, and we have the connecting point right at the belly, called the belly button or navel, and we are here to give birth to a phenomenally new truth. So you know that all these big, huge inventors that we have had who have changed the world for good, these were not accidents. These were not just geniuses. Actually, we all are supposed to be them. We all are that genius. It's just that the whole birthing process, where the navel energy cord, and you can know more about it on my website, gets disconnected and we receive the fundamental wound, that's when we get disconnected and stop being the geniuses we are. So the whole purpose of you and me, or for that matter of navel consciousness, is to reinitiate the geniuses that we are, and imagine you creating Earth and the whole space of humanity from that space of genius.
That's kind of mind-blowing for me. It really is. That's, I mean, really, it's mind-blowing, but it's so basic. It's like you said, when you go to that place, it makes so much sense, but we cover things up and, like you said, add words and take away words and make things seem bigger or smaller, instead of getting right to the point and understanding the essence of who we are.
Exactly. And that is what I love about the founder, Mother Rabia, apart from the fact that she's my mother. I just love what she facilitates through the Navel Awakening Initiation. She's the only person in the world who does this initiation. It's a spiritual hands-on initiation. And she just brings you to the truth, your entire being, in that one moment. She just brings it to the truth, to the essence, to that big place, the space that I call, that has all, knows all, and is all. And when you are operating from that space, you just look at your limitations in a very compassionate way. You know, you're not struggling with your limitations. You look at them from a mother's place, from a very compassionate place. It's like if your five-year-old is being naughty, the mother is not really truly upset. The mother is just looking at the five-year-old from a very sweet place, that the child is being naughty. Imagine looking at your limitations from that space.
I know I shared with you the show like 30 minutes, and we can probably talk for hours.
I know.
I would love to dive in on how this masterpiece of your book you're about to launch has came about, and once again, where can the listeners and callers find information on that?
Future Has Begun, Navel Consciousness is my baby, literally. I have been pregnant, I think, for a few lifetimes now to be able to bring this book out, and we're making a very short film, an animation film about human navel and everything, which will be shown during my workshops in near future. And the book is also going to talk about what all I have channeled, what all Mother Rabia has taught me, what she channeled. It's also an autobiographical account of Mother Rabia, who she is, how she came about navel consciousness, who I am. and what all has been going on with our lives. And it should leave the reader in a space of deep inner clarity, because one of the biggest issues with people is that we do not have clarity. And if you don't have inner clarity, you don't have anything at all.
So true, and I must agree. I must agree when I've been in my own experience in life, when it was chaotic, and even in the midst of all the chaos, when I went to that place, that peaceful place, I was able to gain clarity, even in the midst of the chaos.
So imagine being that space 24/7, being that space all your life and creating your life from there, rather than struggling only keeping your limitations aside, you know. Do you see the difference between these two spaces? One is just trying to keep the limitations in their limitations, and one is to actually just expand from this space, which has no boundaries, into creating a world. So when God, by God I don't mean any religion at all, but this primordial consciousness, when it must have created this universe, which is so spellbounding, it has created from that space rather than from limitations. So if it has created from that space, should you and I be struggling with limitations? Should we even be considering, you know, one of the biggest things that is floating around in the world is being you, be yourself. What I would recommend to the listeners is, you know, stop being yourself. Who is yourself? Yourself is just a big bunch of impressions that you have received from lifetimes, including this one, and you are only being somebody else when you're being you. What if you went past being you into directly the universal intelligence and you be the universe? How does that sound?
It still sounds mind-boggling to me. The sound tasteful, it feels tasteful. It feels...
Thank you.
Yes, it feels... Yes. Yes, that's all I can say is yes, I can feel what you're saying. I can't just hear what you're saying. I can feel what you're saying, and what you're saying is giving me peace. So I can imagine, once again, I think it's so funny, I can share with the listeners, you and I have had private messages of both of us kind of being like hermits. And I believe that's why I'm constantly with myself, because I like to be in that place of just being. But once again, we just cannot be not in the world. We have to be willing to come out, if we're sensitive or not, and be who we are and still be able to expand. Oh, my goodness, that's, like, so fantastic. But yeah, I do. At this moment in time, I feel exactly what you're saying.
And this is so important because, you know, being yourself or being the universe is what we meant to be, what we came here to be. Because who's interested in being just a small bit of a drop? Why not be the ocean? Why not draw intelligence from the ocean and create a bigger ocean than that? Why be small? And not that I have a problem with being small.
You know, we have like I share with you 30 minutes, wouldn't I even touch the ice cube, which you've given our callers more than enough information and really just seek you out and just find out how you're going to unfold in this quest. I would love for you to let us know, what does the rest of 2015 have in store for you?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your question.
What does the rest of 2015 have in store for you?
Ah, okay. Completion of the book, that is very important to me, of the film, of reaching out. Basically, I've done a lot of background work since lifetime, and it has taken a lifetime for me to reduce the intensity of this information into a matter of being able to convey it within 30 minutes. Within myself, I cannot tell you how amazing that achievement is. Because there used to be times when I used to just run around holding my head with that intensity. That was amazing. So being able to convey this message out to the world, to people, to be able to tell people that everything is okay, you are a genius, and You just, all you have to do is step back and recreate your life. Just step back, know who you are, where you come from, and recreate your life from that knowledge and see how magical everything becomes. By this, I do not mean to say that all your issues are just going to evaporate. No, that's not what I mean to say. What I mean to say is that you go into a space that you have never known before. You shift your reality, and when you start creating from there, you start creating something that changes the very fabric of this universe. When you go out of here, out of the physical body, you know you have made a huge impact, and that's what comes.
Yes, I thank you so much for coming on Energy is Changing the World. I knew the information you had due to our exciting time, because I'm going to change my words, my exciting time of us connecting and just really making this happen, getting you back on Energy is Changing the World, because that's what the show is about. It's about the energy that's making the impact to make the planet a better place. And I just know the work, which I had no clue that you're embarking on, is going to magnify and just really shine a bulletproof light on what really already exists, and just remind people really, and it's kind of like my motto. I love reminding just not children and parents, but the human race of their essence.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is very important to us, Rwanda, because when you look at the younger generation that has come in, you will find a lot of aggression in them because they are basically very enlightened beings. And their vibrations are very high. When they come into the vibrational force of Earth right now, as of now, they get really, really upset. So we are leaving a very, if we leave the world as it is right now, I think we are just heading towards the universal destruction, and it won't just be destruction of Earth. That's why we are receiving a lot of energy right now, a lot of support from the spiritual world in reshaping Earth, in recreating the vibrational force within Earth, because Earth has already shifted. It has already become enlightened. It has already gone beyond dimensions into the navel consciousness that is Satchit Anand. It has already gone into that space. So we, as the inhabitants of Earth, are now feeling the pressure of going to that space. It's not a bad pressure. It's just the urge that Mother Earth is sending out to us. So you will find a lot of restless souls right now longing to go back to that space of home within themselves. And we need to do this for the younger generation so we can leave a better, cleaner, beautiful, and enlightened, joyous, relaxed world for them.
Yes, no doubt about it. Once again, the time has come. We have less than a minute. Callers, please know.
Okay.
My name is Tawanda Allen, the host of the Energy is Changing the World. This wonderful guest we have listed here on Blog Talk Radio. The information about who she is, how she's coming to this work is listed there. Her website is listed there also. You can find her information on my personal page and fan page on Tawanda M. Allen on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Google+, on Instagram. Please feel free to contact either one of us for additional information, one, on the timing of her book, because I know I'll be supporting her 100% in the launching of her book, and just how you can find out what 2016 has in store for her and where she'll be located. Yes, I thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been a joy, always a joy speaking with you, and I thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tawanda. As I said earlier, thank you for creating this space. Thank you for letting me speak up, show up, and share. What a beautiful soul you are, and everybody who's listening in. Thank you for being with me on this journey. Love you.
Once again, thank you all for calling in. You know where you can find us at. Please have a magical day. Whatever you do, be safe. Take care.
Bye-bye.